hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, the 13th of December, 2007. And on this program today, I am talking about Ron Paul and how Mr. Huckabee, the Arkansas governor, and a caller had made a very salient point. Remember the Mexican territory that's up there in Arkansas? Yeah. Is he in on the deal here with the Trans-Texas Corridor and all of those other sorts of things? Well, I would suspect that that is the case. He has been recently knighted, apparently, by the Council on Foreign Relations, the very group, the sister group, the Round Table in England. Its job and its only sole purpose was to get the United States into world government. This building still stands in New York City. The people that attend that, the people that are a part of it, should be run out of this country on a rail. Let's run them down to Mexico. And by the way, while we're sending people out of the country, George can go down there and vacation permanently with Vicente Fox. You know, we're all wingnuts here, folks. You know, there is no North American Union. There is no partnership here. There's none of this stuff is real. These people are talking about a corridor that's going to run up from Mexico through the heartland, and that's just simply crazy. Is it really? Is it now? And there's only one guy that I can see as president, as the ultimate bully pulpit in this country, if you will, to stop and inform the American people as to what is actually going on, why the banking crisis is happening right now, why they're in danger of losing their homes, why their good-paying middle-class job was summarily shipped out of the country and not even a thank you. Or get lost. Oh, are they afraid of him? And more importantly, and overridingly on this deal, is he is going to smack the bankers right between the eyes. And that has the status quo and all of their cronies very, very, very upset. By the way, folks, going into next year, it is not going to be happy times out there. Economically, we're looking at inflation running at a clip of 15% or better in the first quarter. Money is going to continue to tighten up. What I'm looking at is the survival of this network. And one of the easiest and the simplest ways, and when we're not doing pledge drives here, we're not asking you to send in hundreds of dollars. We have a lot of good advertisers on this network. And we want your support and buy the products or use their services, folks. Remember the three-link chain? You got network, you got advertisers, you got the listeners. You take out any one of those three, it all ceases to stop. One of them is Energy Swap. And if you live in Texas, folks, or New York, right now these are the only two states that are available, you need to call these people. Why? Well, if you're in Texas or New York, you can save up to 20% on your electric bill, which is going to continue to go up. And this is kind of shifting money around in your own account, trying to pay some other bills. Well, I'm here to tell you, you can save 20% on your electric bill now. There's no cost to this or hassle to switch the service. You even earn rewards while you're saving money. With the way the economy is going, every little bit helps out there. Now, to visit the sponsor, go to www.energy-swap.com or call them at 888-238-6397. I've got to put on my thinking cap on how to keep this network on the air in these economic times next year. I've got my hands full.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. I'm going to get into this clip of Ron Paul here. And these are the excerpts of the debate yesterday that I did not see. I've watched every one of these things. But I found it real strange that no listings on the satellite at all. And I checked CNN, I checked ABC, I checked MSNBC, I checked all over the place. And I could not find that debate. But here at least is at least Mr. Paul's contribution to those debates yesterday.
Stay at 30 seconds. This is not the time to get behind. Congressman?
It's absolutely a threat to our national security because we've spent too much, we tax too much, we borrow too much, and we print too much. When a country spends way beyond its means, eventually it will destroy the currency. And we're in the midst of a currency crisis. Our dollar is going down rapidly as we speak. It's because we have lived beyond our means. We can't afford the foreign policy that we have. We have to cut back. We have to live it within our means. If we're going to spend money, we ought to spend it at home. And that is why we have to change this foreign policy. We can't afford it to do what we're doing today because it will destroy our dollar.
Thank you. Congressman Paul, what sacrifices would you ask Americans to make for debt reduction?
I think it's absolutely unnecessary to sacrifice. We want to give people more freedom, more chance to spend their own money. It's unnecessary. We can cut by looking at our foreign policy. We maintain an empire which we can't afford. We have 700 bases overseas. We are in 130 countries. We cut there. And then we have a better defense of this country, and the people get that money, and they get to spend it here at home. There's no need to sacrifice. We need more liberty, more rights for the people to spend their own money, and in this and that situation, there is no sacrifice and no need for it. The most sinister of all taxes is the inflation tax, and it is the most regressive. It hits the poor and the middle class. When you destroy a currency by creating money out of thin air to pay the bills, the value of the dollar goes down, and people get hit with a higher cost of living. It's the middle class that's being wiped out. It is the most evil of all taxes.
These questions, and we're going to start with Congressman Paul. One in five jobs in Iowa depends on exports to foreign countries, but we're also exporting a lot of high-wage manufacturing jobs. What's your plan for keeping foreign markets open while protecting good-paying American jobs?
Well, we need to adopt free trade agreements with other countries. Today, we inhibit the export of, say, farm products to countries like Cuba. It's time we change our attitude about Cuba. We should be looking to open these markets. But our markets get closed for monetary reasons because our chief export is our dollar, because we have the reserve currency of the world. People take these dollars and our jobs go overseas. You can't solve any of these problems if you don't look at the monetary system and how it contributes to these job losses in order to provide the prosperity for our people here at home.
Governor Romney, would you answer first, and then Senator Thompson?
The goal of all political action should be to preserve liberty. We need more freedom in this country. We need to look to ourselves and what we are doing. We have drifted so far from our Constitution that the government, that the Constitution was written to restrain our government. Yet we've turned around and the Constitution now is used to restrain the people. But we have no chance if we don't restrain the government, all that they do in undermining our personal liberties, controlling our economic well-being, and using it as an excuse to police the world. If we don't change the role for government, this country is going to suffer a very, very serious economic crisis.
Senator, education in the United States, and how would you address it?
Probably the federal government. We've been involved at the federal level for over 50 years. We've had a Department of Education. It used to be the policy of the Republican Party to get rid of the Department of Education. We finally get in charge and a chance to do something, so we doubled the size of the Department of Education, and we have no child left behind. The teachers don't like it. The students don't like it, and the quality of education hasn't gone up. The cost of education has gone up. So we need to look to our local resources. We need to release the creative energy of the teachers at the local level, but what we can do immediately is to give tax credits. I have a bill that would give tax credits to the teachers to raise their salaries. At the same time, we should encourage homeschooling and private schooling and let the individuals write that off. The parents have to get control of the education. It used to be parents had control of education through local school boards. Today, it's the judicial system and the executive branch of government, the bureaucracy that controls things. And it would be predictable that the quality would go down. The money goes to the bureaucrats and not to this educational system at home.
Thank you. Senator Thompson, that's a tall order for a year. Congressman Paul, what about you?
Well, there's a limit what you can do in 1 year, and at home it's more difficult. You would have to work with the Congress, but a commander-in-chief could end the war. We could bring our troops home. That would be a major event. It would be very valuable. We could be become diplomatically credible once again around the world. Right now, today, we're not. Even our allies resent what we do. We would have no more preemptive war. We would threaten nobody. We would not threaten Iran. Now it is proven once again, Iraq didn't have the nuclear weapon, had nothing to do with 9/11. The Iranians have no nuclear weapon, according to our CIA. There's no need for us to threaten the Iranians. We could immediately turn the Navy around and bring them home. And I think this would be a major step toward peace.
Thank you, Congressman.
The Internet is delightful. It is just delightful for finding the information. And if there's a question that I need, ask, you can find it. So I spend a lot of time getting information that was at one time in my life was very difficult to find. There should be no excuse in this country anymore for not finding correct answers and analyzing the problems that we face, because the correct answers are out there and judgments should be made to the best of one's ability.
So this next set, Congressman Paul, you call your campaign a revolution, And I think it's safe to say that your brand of change is one of the most sweeping proposed by any candidate of either party. But getting your agenda through Congress would likely require a revolution of an entirely different sort. So how would you adjust your plan in light of political reality in Washington?
Well, the secret is the term revolution wasn't my word, and it didn't come up on our webpage. It was coined by the supporters. But in a way, it is revolutionary to go back to the Constitution. And we'd like to continue the old revolution. And believe me, freedom is unifying. We bring a lot of people together. People then are free to choose what they would like to do with their lives, free to choose how they would spend their money. And all of a sudden, we wouldn't be telling other countries how to live.
So
this brings
Congress.
People together. And I think it's appealing to both left and right and middle. And our campaign really has that appeal. So therefore, we would bring the Congress together.
Okay, thank you.
Advice would be to reread the oath of office, take it seriously, obey the Constitution. We are well defended against all enemies foreign. We should be much more careful about defending against the enemies domestic.
Congressman Hunter.
Well, and folks, you just heard all of what was worth listening to this debate yesterday. Let's go to the phones here. Michael in New York. Hello, Michael.
Hello, John. Thanks for taking my call, sir.
Yes.
John, I appreciate everything. You've got a great network, and I'm not calling to knock you, but you just can't capture everything all at once. So I'm definitely respecting that. But I just want to clarify a few things. The hemp is cannabis sativa, John.
Now, there are different strains of marijuana.
Well, yes, there are. There's different cannabises, but the hemp grown for the food purposes is cannabis sativa.
Well, okay. Well, then you're more educated on that. Which is the one you can't get high from?
Well, so the way it works, John, with the hemp, it's a unique plant because there's a male and a female.
Yeah.
And it's the males that are used for the food.
Okay.
Now, the females are used for the recreational. And over the span of, I guess, this last century, people had started manipulating it genetically, just by breeding, not in a laboratory, to increase the THC content.
Okay.
Okay, but out west and everything, when you see all the wild hemp all over the place from the World War II era when the farmers were paid by the government to grow, although they deny that today.
Right.
So that's all cannabis sativa, but it's the natural strain, the original natural strain.
All right.
And it has a very low THC content.
Okay. From what I was explained to me, that you could light a 55-gallon barrel drum of this stuff, hang your head over it until you exhausted yourself and you almost died of asphyxiation, and you wouldn't get the proverbial buzz.
Yeah, well, it's it's, again, the male was never has never been used for that purpose. So again, they must be referring to, I guess, the male.
Well,
because even the females, the original strain, sure, the Indians had it in their peace pipe, and Washington and those guys discovered it through the natives, and they realized how valuable it was as a utility plant, because that's what they called it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's food for people and animals, and by the way, the most healthiest food around.
I had a sweater that was made out of hemp, and it was very well made. And this sweater, and I wore this thing a lot. You know, most people have sweaters that they drag out, you know, in the wintertime, and they'll wear a few times, and back in the closet it goes. I wore this sweater all the time. And it took years for this thing,
right.
And it didn't ever wear out. What happened was the weaving of it started to actually unravel, and I didn't repair it, and it finally started to tatter, and it wasn't worth wearing. But that thing didn't wear out.
Yeah, the fibers, right.
Yeah, it did.
Right.
And what I understand, this was a lobbying effort, and I think they got it wrong on the Randolph-Hearst deal here, that he came out against marijuana, but it was for the... for the foresters out there,
right?
For all the business interests that wanted to ignore. I mean, this is the low acid paper that you can make out of hemp plants.
Yes, sir.
That lasts forever.
That's right, John. Hearst actually owned all that forestry up in the Northwest.
Well,
owned it.
There you go.
That's why they had to get the propaganda going so he could benefit from the harvesting of all that lumber up there.
All right.
John, can I hang on? Because there's something else I just wanted to mention quick.
Okay. All right. Hang on. 800-313-9443. We'll be back right after this break.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, Michael, go ahead and finish up if you would, sir.
Okay, thank you, John. Well, John, also, it is true that Jesus and Lucifer are brothers. And it's also true that the Bible has nothing to do with Christianity or really Judaism. And just like the Book of Mormon has nothing to do with the Mormon religion of today. And so when you, this is information that is not easily obtained, and that's why nobody really knows the whole story, the big picture. But when there was the rebellion in heaven with the angels, Lucifer led the way, and many, many angels followed him. Why? Because they thought he was God, because he was so powerful. And so when they found out, when some of them found out he wasn't, a little later after the rebellion, they left and went back to the right side because they realized they made an error. But many stayed with him. And so now when Lucifer rebelled, he thought he had the upper hand because God is just. He can't deviate from his laws. So he figured since he was a creator God, he could own continually the realms that he created for God, his Father. And so now what happened was the Almighty never can be outfooled by anybody. So he had an ace up his sleeve, and that ace was Jesus. He's the firstborn. And he was secured away in the inner realms of the heavenly world, and only Michael the Archangel and a few other angels knew of his existence, and he was highly protected. And he really was the co-creator with the Father God. And so Lucifer didn't know about that, so when he rebelled and he says, well, there's nothing you can do, I own this turf and it's mine by law. So the Lord himself had to go through his mission to reclaim everything back to his Father. That's why when he was here, Satan tempts him, and he says, I own all this, and if you bow to me, I'll give it to you. Now, that's because he owned it. Mm-hmm. And he knew if the Lord succeeded in his mission, he no longer would own it, and then he'd have nothing. And so that's a real quick synopsis of that. And so they are brothers, because they were the first original born creations by the Almighty before anything else was even created. But Lucifer thought he was number one, and that's why down here, the history of this planet has been in every kingdom from the beginning of time, no matter where you were on the planet, the law was the firstborn male of a half-sister was the rightful heir to the kingdom. And so nobody could explain how could that be if everything was isolated and nobody knew each other. How could every kingdom from China to Japan and to Europe have this same law? That's because it all goes back to an earlier time that nobody knows about anymore with the immortals, and that's how they operated. And Lucifer was always believed to be the firstborn, and they were blown away when they found out he wasn't his followers, and they did everything they could to try to prevent Jesus from succeeding in his mission. But, of course, he succeeded. They couldn't stop him. And so that's that's the background of that. And I'm not a Mormon, and I'm not defending any religion today, because none of these religions know anything about the real, like the Christians don't really, unfortunately, know what the Lord's really all about. And that's okay. As long as they love him, that's good enough for now. And the Jews, they never really understood their Lord, and they never recognized their Messiah when he came. And so they paid a heavy price. The whole Old Testament's all about that, because right. They never understood their Lord, and they always rebelled against
him. And they're still sitting around waiting for him to come. Michael, I appreciate your call, sir. All right. Right verse left. This is a message from Mr. Huckabee. And faith, family, and freedom. That's his four Fs. As we drive, he says, across the frozen highways in southern Iowa, and we're buoyed by the stunning news that CBS, New York Times poll, as well as CNN poll have statistically tied for the first place in the nation with Rudy Giuliani. The dramatic upswing in our campaign is due to the tremendous volunteer effort of our friends who have believed in me, and who did so not because the conventional wisdom said we would win, but because our shared common convictions said we should win. That's a load of hutta right there. It's the ring knockers that are giving this guy free airtime because he can't pay for it. I write personally because I understand that you too believe the core principles of our campaign, faith, family, and freedom. And I am a Chinese jet pilot, Mr. Huckabee. And I want to ask you for your immediate help. Oh, here's where we get down to it. With the soaring numbers putting us past the better known and better funded candidates who have, in most cases, outspent us 10-1, they are now in panic mode, frantically trying to brush back our efforts. With our success have come a whirlwind of negative attacks through press releases, and now I have the dubious honor of being a target for the first negative attack television ad of a Republican this cycle. Our campaign has been hugely efficient, and we are where we are today because of the frugal spending of our supporters' investments. Now I need your immediate help to fend off these relentless attacks. Poor Mr. Huckabee is being attacked. Aw. Will you stand with me and contribute today? Just last week, I love these little personal stories. Just last week in South Carolina, a precious four-year-old girl came to me at a campaign event and put in my hands three nickels and two dimes and said, I want you to be president. While the amount of money might not buy a television ad to respond to these harsh attacks, it fueled my enthusiasm as if it were a maximum contribution of $2,300. I'm asking you to do two things right now. Number one, make a contribution today as generously as you can so we can purchase television time. It's already been given to you, Huckabee, to defend against these desperate attacks. Your contribution of a buck for Huck and it gives the denominations even your personal maximum of $2,300 will help us immediately. Number two, send this or a personal note to your friends and family and ask them to join our effort. Prayer for our safe travel and these icy roads with deep gratitude.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Back to the phones. Bill in Idaho. Hello, Bill.
Hello. Merry Christmas. Bless you all.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, still winding that watch, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Still on the air.
Yep.
We're making progress one way or another. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I'm still waiting for some deep pockets individuals to come forth and say...
Oh, they're coming. They're coming.
You think?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I can almost guarantee it.
Well, they better get here quick.
We're working on it constantly in prayer. I'd only mention that your excellent soliloquy in regard to the huckster is only indemnified by the fact that he was the cleanup artist, those that would watch the history as it would occur and fight against it, that he was the cleanup artist for the Clintons. The Clintons and MENA, Arkansas, obstruction of justice, the drug trade that has now infected the banking industry of this country, if not the world, is all tied back to, thank you, Mr. Huckabee, who shut down all investigations and squashed all the cases of the families of all the dead in Arkansas.
Really?
That should be broadcast wide and loud. Sky King 7545 at MSN.com might be an excellent resource for you. It's Paul Harvey's reprise, Conveniently Forgotten Facts. And it encompasses all of the prior history and discussion in regard to Hillary and when she would run for president. I hope that you can broadcast that as far and as wide as possible. But your guest or your listener that called in, it's so encouraging to know that the young people are actually getting involved in looking at the history as well. Remember, Ford made an entire car out of hemp, including using the diesel process and producing the fuel to run it, and it was all out of hemp. So there is a reason that history goes the way it does, apparently, and it was big cotton, certainly along with big government at that particular time that we're dealing with now. But I had a question for you.
Yes.
I was wondering when you're going to be having guests. We're trying valiantly to get Mia Farrow for you. Did you hear her on BBC by chance? They gave her a 12-minute slot.
No, I did not.
Speaking in regard to this travesty that's going on over in Sudan. And she's been there. She's done everything that she physically could do on the ground. And she is trying to get the word out. Somebody in the audience that has contact with or could get production to occur for that might create a bridge to the media community over there that would reap a lot of different rewards. She sounded very frustrated, very concerned, and obviously alarmed when the United Nations general from France, I believe, indicated that his forces were cut by a third. He has no helicopters and obviously no chance of adequately protecting those poor people there.
Yeah.
We're on the air. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah, like the United Nations is there to protect anybody. That's not what their role is.
I understand.
And does she know that? If she doesn't.
No, I was hoping that we would be able to have you inform that whole entire community while she was on the air making this complaint, like we don't know what's going on, that we have the same concerns, but only by virtue of the fact that we've been on to these Nazis a little longer than she. But, you know, it goes back to this never-ending winding of the watch. I was hoping that Chris gets that media package out as soon as possible, considering that the NPR people over in Spokane are obviously complicit in controlling and keeping the story as quiet as possible in regard to Ron Paul.
Yeah. All right. Well, Bill, I appreciate your call. And stay in contact with Chris, if you would.
Okay. Bless you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Bill Gein, president of Americans for Legal Immigration, and this is Alipac.us. And this is about Mr. I'm Your Huckleberry. In August of 2005, I was called for an interview by THV TV News out of Little Rock to comment on Governor Mike Huckabee's comments complaining about the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, the raid on a local chicken plant, which resulted in the arrest of 119 illegal aliens. What I said during the interview is even more relevant today. Governor Huckabee is known nationally as an illegal alien's best friend. At the time, Mike Huckabee was known nationally for supporting in-state tuition for illegal aliens, which is massively opposed by the American voters, 4-1. This plan forces American taxpayers to subsidize tuition for illegal aliens, thus replacing American students in the limited seats in colleges, while providing the wrong message and encouraging more people to illegally migrate and bring their children into the U.S. to be trained for jobs it is illegal for them to have. Now, the fact that Mike Huckabee would support a policy change despised by 80% of those he swore to represent in public office says a lot about what we can expect from a man as president. Furthermore, his open denouncement of ICE raids in Arkansas is probably a result of his heavily financial support from the Open Borders Corporation like Tyson Foods. In Arkansas, the chicken processing lobby is so powerful, they call it Big Chicken. While the public was cheering the raids, Tyson Foods was upset about the ICE raids, and so was their bought and paid for politician, Mike Huckabee. Tyson Foods, Inc. has their global headquarters located in Springdale, Arkansas, and they are the world's largest processor and marketer of chicken, beef, and pork. They were large contributors to Mike Huckabee as governor, and now their federal politician action committees, TIPAC, is backing his campaign for president. Tyson Foods, Inc. is one of the most egregious corporate violators of our federal laws against hiring illegals in America. In 2003, the United States Justice Department claimed that 15 Tyson plants in 9 states had been conspiring since 1994 to recruit illegal aliens, and that this practice was known by senior executives at Tyson's corporate headquarters. It was determined in court that Tyson managers had been intentionally working with organized crime elements and temporary service agencies to import illegal alien workers, replace their American workers, and drive down wages. Tyson agreed to join the basic pilot program to screen new employees in 2004, but later raids continued to find large numbers of illegal aliens working for Mr. Chicken. Earlier this year, the company supported the thrice-failed comprehensive immigration reform amnesties that were pushed in the U.S. Senate. These legislative attempts to legalize Tyson's illegal labor workforce failed due to massive public opposition, with Zogby polls showing only 3% of Americans approving of how Congress was handling the issue. The backlash was so massive that angry calls to lawmakers, which were ranging 50-1 opposed, overloaded and shut down the entire Capitol phone system. Mike Huckabee is now experiencing a surge in the polls as GOP core voters continue to abandon John McCain and Rudy Giuliani for their pro-amnesty, pro-illegal alien records and stances. This is bringing Huckabee's immigration stances into the limelight for scrutiny, and his campaign is fully aware that missteps on this issue can send him back down the ladder like McCain and Giuliani. Now, that is why his campaign has released the Secure America Plan, which details his 9-point plan to facilitate the enforcement of our immigration laws and results in the attrition of the illegal immigrant population. This is exactly what America wants to hear. America wants to hear about reducing the number of illegal aliens in America. Americans want illegal aliens to return to their home nations as current law dictates. However, there's a big problem with Huckabee's plan. While most of the provisions will be positively received by the American public, especially voters, his promises to crack down on employers, build a fence, and bolster the Border Patrol are nullified by positions 3 and 9. Huckabee makes it clear that illegal aliens will have to leave the U.S. However, what he's advocating is the touchback provision, which was a trick fielded by the supporters of the failed comprehensive immigration reform amnesty bills in the U.S. Senate this year. In position 9, Huckabee says he would increase visas and expedite immigration processes so those patiently and responsibly seeking to come here legally will not have to wait decades to share in the American dream. What dream is he talking about? I'm living in a freaking nightmare here. What's he sharing? What's left over? Such changes would clearly increase legal immigration levels, which already stand at 1.4 million a year, making America the most generous nation in the world for legal immigration. The majority of the American public, while generally supportive of legal immigrants, is in no mood for such a massive expansion of illegal immigration levels, considering the intense public backlash against the illegal immigration issue. Now, Huckabee's intent to expedite legal immigration ties into the real problem with his plan. This is revealed in item number 3, where it grant amnesty to illegal aliens by having them sign up with the government and then leave the U.S. for a day or two and later on pick up new documents across the border to walk back in and say, look at me, I came here legally this time. What a devilish farce. Millions of illegal aliens in America would quickly have no fear of immigration law enforcement and would be on the path to citizenship, receiving benefits at the taxpayer's expense. This provision would, in fact, nullify all other immigration enforcement promises of Mr. Huckabee. The mere fact that Huckabee's campaign is imitating the tactics that the pro-amnesty lobby in Washington, D.C. deployed earlier this year tells us exactly who he serves and that he is willing to try and deceive the American public and to accomplish his political agenda. Mike Huckabee is now promoting the Pence plan that we call Shamnesty. Now, one more president like that in the White House and we can kiss America goodbye. We will have millions of illegal aliens who have become untouchable by immigration authorities and millions more on the way once America has shown she is defenseless against the global corporations pushing this agenda. It gets worse. According to Michelle Malkin's article, Meet the GOP's Border Control Crossdressers, Huckabee joins McCain and Giuliani on the dishonest pro-amnesty political front. It appears that Mike Huckabee has been pandering to the Open Borders Hispanic racist group LULAC, League of United Latin American Citizens, where he has promised them an open-door policy. He has also criticized state legislatures in Arkansas who want to require proof of citizenship to register to vote. That really takes the cake when you think about the fact that Mike Huckabee wants illegal aliens to be able to vote. Even more disturbing is Mike Huckabee's decision to follow the deplorable lead of Senator Harry Reid and Ted Kennedy by deriding Americans who are concerned about illegal immigration and opposed to the Senate amnesty bills as driven by racism or nativism. In an attempt to build street credibility, Huckabee campaign claims that they were inspired to create their plan from an article by the Center for Immigration Studies, Mark Krikorian. While Mr. Krikorian is renowned for his concept of attrition enforcement, he is opposed to the touchback amnesty provision that Huckabee's team built in as a measure that would nullify all the other enforcement provisions listed. Mr. Krikorian, while cited as a source by Mike Huckabee's team, would probably call the plan another no amnesty amnesty. Now, Mike Huckabee is clearly an open borders fanatic. This is why there is a shockwave moving through the immigration enforcement movement after hearing of the enforcement of the Huckabee campaign by co-founder of the original Minuteman Project, Jim Gilchrist. The embarrassing truth is that Jim Gilchrist has forced distance between himself and the vast majority of other groups and leaders in the immigration enforcement movement over the past year because of his egotistical, unstable, destructive, and knowingly bizarre behavior. Well, be that as it may. Now, folks, I'm not going to go over the rest of this is pounding on Mr. Gilchrist, and until such time that I ask him, I'm not going to read this on the air, but I will be in touch with him. At any rate, let's go back to the phones here. Who do I have? I've got Mike in Minnesota. Hello, Mike.
Hi there, John.
Yes.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
I just was listening to that one guy, and yeah, Huckabee sucks.
With what
you just talked about. But the thing is the other guy that was dissing Christ, I just had to say some stuff because, no, Christ is not created. If you look at the John 1:1, and I know you don't want to get into this stuff and you don't want to become the new PTL or anything like that.
Right.
But the thing is that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That means he was there from the beginning. The beginning is when time started, so he was there from eternity. And the other thing is that with Christ, it is not some big, super-secret idea, and I've liked a lot of stuff that you said. The reason that Christ came was to set right what we screwed up in the Garden of Eden. That's it, period. That's the biggest secret the church has. All this other stuff where they're trying to find all these secret conspiracies and everything like that, these guys are whacked. Just stick with the fact that Christ says you're forgiven. And again, I don't want to make this a sermon on your station.
I appreciate that.
But the idea is that It is nothing. I mean, they try to, you know, to stack the churches against the churches and everything else like that. And I happen to be a pastor, and the idea is that I'm not trying to send people to hell. I'm trying to give them Christ. And in Christ, you have eternal life. Outside of Christ, and read the Bible. I mean, don't take my word for this. You don't have it. So, you know, that's the thing that's there.
All right. Mike, I appreciate your comments.
Yep. And thanks a lot for taking them. Okay. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, bye.
Marianne in Arkansas. Hello, Marianne. Oh, we have a Huckabee. Yes. We have a Huckabee resident of the state.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Mr. Stad Miller. God bless you.
Thank you.
Yes, we do. Yes, I'm in Arkansas, and I do appreciate what you're bringing out. And for people that need to know more, that will help confirm unto them that this information is true. There's a wonderful couple up in Northwest Arkansas, and they started a website, Mr. Stad Miller. It's called ArkansasFreedom.com. And in the 2, 3, 4 years ago, when I first began to get concerned and first began to research and first got turned on to Republic Broadcasting and learning a little bit, can I hang on?
Yeah, please.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, we'll take the break, short segment, and the finish of today's broadcast right after the short break. And listen to the advertisers, folks, and support them. They need your support. We need them.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
right, we're back. Go ahead, Marianne.
Okay, so ArkansasFreedom.com, that'll give you a lot of stuff about Huckabee. And, of course, now I have to move from Arkansas, and I hope Texas is big enough because I'm going to be looking looking for a place to move. Mr. Stadmiller, I'm glad that the pastor called before I called in, too, Mike. He's so right. You know, the Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in Isaiah it says, the word that shall go forth from my mouth shall not return in me void, but shall accomplish that word into its sin. And here, one of the things that's really bothered me in recent days, we're discussing the problem enough that it's almost like building up the problem. And I'm so glad that there are some people, and you're one of them, that knows there are solutions to all of these problems. And I would encourage everyone to find a leader and then be a leader, if it's a leader of your block or a leader of your city or a leader of your county. But we've got some wonderful leaders out there. You know D.A. King in Georgia, right?
I don't know that I do.
Okay, I first saw him on CNN a few years ago, actually, 2 or 3 years ago. But D.A. King is a former Marine. He's in Georgia, and his website, can I give it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's Dustin, D-U-S-T-I-N, Inman, I-N-M-A-N, DustinInmanSociety.org, and he's a tremendous force for, helping us maintain some freedom and liberty. In Oklahoma, there's a fellow by the name of Dan Howard. You know him?
No, I don't.
Okay, he's got Howard Aviation. He's a former state trooper, and Dan Howard is, his website is OutragedPatriots.com. And then there, of course, in Northwest Arkansas, we've got Joe and Barb McCutcheon. They've been in this for years. He flies. I think he's retired. But they've flown down on the border and been with the border groups. And his website, ArkansasFreedom.com, is a tremendous source of information. I can give you one more website for a man in Little Rock that's a Marine. And if you'd take that down, that'd give people ways to network maybe with people that's closer to them.
All right.
That website is A Marines Disquisition, DISQUISITION, amarinesdisquisition.com. And Drew Malone Reigns is doing a tremendous job. And then, we've got some wonderful people doing some wonderful things. And I really believe we've come through a window. Now, I can't articulate this, and I won't try, but I do believe that we have I've been through some things, and I went through an experience one time, and when I came through it, the first thing out of my mouth was, I was delivered from the snare of the enemy as a bird from a cage. And I want to tell you, I think we've come through something that was really, we don't want to talk about it. But I believe we got a job to do. Ron Paul's coming up December the 16th, Sunday. We're going to have this. And for people that can't be there in their respective cities and locations, we need to blaze these events Sunday in prayer. But if people go to meetup.com and type in Ron Paul, they can be a part of a Ron Paul meetup group in 5 minutes.
All right.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you very much. You're in my prayers every day.
Thank you, Marianne.
God bless you.
All right. Send money, lawyers, and guns. Well, forget the lawyers. If we got the money and the guns, we don't need the lawyers. Folks, support the advertisers on this network, if you would, please. It is the cost of doing business, and if they don't get the business, we don't get the support, we don't get the advertising, you don't get the programming. It's as simple as that. I thank you all for joining in today's broadcast. I had to come out with the Huckabee thing. He's a shyster. And Mr. Huckabee, I've got your Huckleberry. It's a line out of what movie was that? Anyhow, it doesn't matter. It was only a movie. And then the show continues. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. There's a lot of good guests coming up. Stay tuned for future broadcast. With